So I thought I'd do something a little different, befitting of the day today. It's Valentine's Day, and I've tried to start recording this, and my neighbor is being really loud, and there's like banging, and I don't know what's going on over there. So you're probably going to hear some of that because I can't really record this later. See, do you hear that? But I'm going to read to you. I thought I'd do hysterical literature. I've never done one of these. But I have The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty right here, and I have Mihitachi. And why not, right? Let's start. Let me see how far I can. Okay. This is tricky. Oh God. Beauty was alone with the prince, and the prince was sitting quietly by the fire looking at her. She was in a great state of agitation. She knew she was blushing, as always, and that her breasts were heaving slightly. She rushed forward quite suddenly and pressed her lips to the prince's boot, and it seemed to move as if welcomed with her kiss, rising slightly as over and over as she kissed it. She was moaning. Oh, if only he'd give her permission to speak. And when she thought of her fascination with the punished prince, she blushed all the more. But her prince had risen. He took her wrists and lifted her, and drawing her hands behind her back so that he held them firmly, he spanked both her breasts hard until she cried out, feeling the heavy flesh sway and the sting of his hands on her nipples. Am I angry with you, or am I not? He asked softly. She groaned, imploring him, and he placed her over his knee, as she had seen the young prince over the page's knee, and with his bare hand, he gave her a smart torrent of blows that had her crying aloud in an instant. To whom do you belong? He demanded in a low but angry voice. To you, my prince, completely, she cried out. Oh God, it was dreadful. And then suddenly, unable to control herself, she said, please, please, my prince, not in anger, no. But instantly, his left hand clamped over her mouth. And she felt another terrible torrent of hot spanks until her flesh was stinging and she couldn't control her crying. She could feel the prince's fingers around her, against her lips. But he would hardly be satisfied with this. He had her on her feet now. By her wrists, he led her to a corner of the room, between the blazing fire and the curtain window. There was a high stool. They were made of carved wood, and on this he sat while he stood her beside him. She was crying softly, but she dared not beg again, no matter what happened. He was angry, fiercely angry, and though she couldn't endure any pain for his pleasure, this was unbearable for her. She must please him, must make him loving again, and then any pain at all would not be too much. He turned her, and he stood facing him. As he sat inspecting her, she dared not look at him in the face, and then he drew back his cloak and, laying his hand on the golden buckle of his belt, said, "Unfasten this." At once she went to obey with her teeth, without being told that was what she might do it. That was how she might do it. She hoped and prayed he would be pleased. She pulled on the leather, her breath soft and fast, and then pulled the strap back so that the belt became loose. "Now pull it off," said the prince, "and give it to me." She obeyed at once, even though she knew what would follow. It was a thick, wide leather belt. Maybe it would be no worse than a paddle. Now he told her to raise her hands and her eyes, and she saw above a metal hook just over her head hanging from a chain on the ceiling. "You see here, we are not without provisions for disobedient little slaves," he said in his usual gentle voice. "Now clasp that hook, though it will be to put you on tiptoe, and you will not dream of letting go of it. Do you understand me?" "Yes, my prince," she cried softly. She had hold of it, and it seemed to stretch her out. And the prince moved back the stool on which he sat and appeared to make himself comfortable. He had ample room in which to swing the strap, which he had made into a loop, and he was silent for a moment. Beauty cursed herself for ever admiring young Prince Alexei, yet she was ashamed that this very name had formed in her mind, and when she felt the first hard smack of the belt on her thighs, she let out a frightened little cry, but was glad of it. She deserved this, and she would never again make such a terrible mistake. No matter how beautiful or enticing were the slaves, and her boldness to look at them had been unforgivable. The light, heavy leather belt struck her with a loud loud, frightening sound. And the flesh of her thighs, more tender perhaps than her buttocks, even sore as they were, seemed to ignite under it. Her mouth was open. She could not keep herself quiet. And suddenly the prince ordered her to lift her knees and march in place. Well, I was hoping to get into another passage, but I couldn't make it. It snuck up on me. Fuck. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed that. Happy Valentine's Day.